Learning English helps me describe my home.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi, I'm Kate, and you're listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help you develop your informal spoken English so you can feel more confident and sound more natural. Whatever you're doing, whether you're out and about or still in your pajamas, grab your tea, coffee, or whatever keeps you going, and make yourself at home so that you can listen comfortably. When you tell someone to make themselves at home, you're inviting them to feel relaxed and comfortable, just like they would if they were in their own home. We often say this to be polite to someone who comes to our home. And speaking of home, today we're going to learn some useful everyday phrases you can use when talking about yours. I chose this topic because Alan has just moved into a new place, a house he bought after months of looking. There are still a few boxes on the floor, but the kettle's unpacked, and that's what counts. His friend Claire has come over to check it out. To check something out is an informal way of saying to examine or look at something closely. She's excited to finally see what Alan's been talking about all these months. As they walk into the kitchen, the conversation begins.
Finally, a kitchen with heaps of storage. I've been dreaming of this.
Yeah, and I love how it opens straight into the lounge. The layout's spot on. It doesn't feel cramped at all.
Exactly. The floor plan really works. The place has good bones.
It's definitely got character.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fixer-upper, but the bathroom's been done recently and the bedrooms are a decent size.
As always, Alan and Claire used some fantastic everyday phrases. Let's take a closer look at a few of the words they used. These are the kind of expressions you can use yourself when talking about your home. Alan first said,
Finally, a kitchen with heaps of storage. I've been dreaming of this.
I also love a kitchen that has heaps of storage. That means that has a lot of space to store things, like cupboards, shelves, or closets. In other words, if a place has heaps of storage, it means there's plenty of room for you to put things. By the way, the word room here doesn't mean room, like bedroom or bathroom. It is another word for space. But let's say you're in an office and you want to sound a bit more formal. In that case, you could use the word ample, as in there's ample storage for all our files. Ample here means enough or more than enough of something. It's usually used to describe space, time, or quantity. Claire then said,
And I love how it opens straight into the lounge. The layout's spot on. It doesn't feel cramped at all.
Claire first said that she loves how the kitchen opens straight into the lounge. When a room opens straight into another room, it means there's an open connection. You can walk from one room to the other without going through a hallway or a doorway. Claire also said,
The layout's spot on. It doesn't feel cramped at all.
So, what does layout mean? Layout is a word we can use to talk about how things are arranged or set out. You can use it when you're talking about a space, like a room, a house, or even a page or a website. Let's start with homes. When you say the layout of the house, you're talking about how the rooms are arranged in the house. For example, my flat has an open plan layout, so the kitchen, dining, and lounge are all in the same space. I love that. It feels nice and open. Now, we also use layout when we talk about documents. The other day, I found an old presentation I made, and honestly, the layout was terrible. There was way too much on the page and I didn't know where to look first. So I'd say, I didn't like the layout at all. And of course, layout is a word we use when talking about websites or apps too. Like, do you think the layout of our website is easy to use? Or, I like the new layout. It's clean and simple. So, in short, layout just means the way something is organized or arranged. But spot on. What have spots got to do with it? If something is spot on, it is exactly right. So Claire really loved the layout. Claire also said that Alan's new home doesn't feel cramped at all. If a place feels cramped, it feels small and crowded, as though there's not enough space. You might feel like there's no room to move around. What's your place like? Do you think it feels cramped? Or does it have a good layout? Alan then said,
the floor plan really works. The place has good bones.
The floor plan really works. If you say that the floor plan of your home works, you're saying that the layout of your home makes sense and feels right for you. A floor plan is the way the rooms are arranged in a house. It's similar to a layout. Alan also said,
the place has good bones.
When someone says a house has good bones, they don't mean real bones. It's a way of saying the house is well built. The structure, the walls, the floors, the roof are all strong and solid, even if the house needs a bit of fixing up or looks old. So when Alan says his home has good bones, he means it's a solid house with potential. But Alan's place has something else too. Do you remember what it is?
It's definitely got character.
When we say a place has character, we mean it's interesting, a bit unique, or has something special about it. It might be an old fireplace, high ceilings, the way the light comes in, or even some kind of different layout that makes it different from a brand new house. It may not be perfect, but it has something that makes it really special. So when Claire says it's definitely got character, she means the house feels interesting and full of charm.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fixer-upper, but the bathroom's been done recently and the bedrooms are a decent size.
Alan's home is a fixer-upper, which means it needs a lot of work. Alan will have to repair or renovate certain parts of the house. But luckily for him, the bathroom has been done recently, which means that it's already been renovated or updated, so he doesn't need to do any work on that part of the house. The house also has decent-sized bedrooms. We say a space is a decent size when it's not too small or too big. It's just the right amount of space to be comfortable. For example, a decent-sized bedroom would have enough room for a bed, a wardrobe, maybe a desk or some shelves without feeling cramped. So, even though Alan's house needs work, it's got some good thing about it, like the bathroom and the size of the bedrooms. I guess we can often imagine something we'd like to change about where we live. How about your home? How many rooms are there? Does it have character? Sit back, listen again, and see how many useful phrases you might be able to use when describing your home.
Finally, a kitchen with heaps of storage. I've been dreaming of this.
Yeah, and I love how it opens straight into the lounge. The layout's spot on. It doesn't feel cramped at all.
Exactly. The floor plan really works. The place has good bones.
It's definitely got character.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fixer-upper, but the bathroom's been done recently and the bedrooms are a decent size.
In many Asian countries, both the exterior and interior design of buildings and houses are influenced by the concept of feng shui.
Mrs. Marissa Canthat is a Sydney-based interior and spatial design specialist with a passion for this field. She's currently building her new home and decided to incorporate elements of feng shui into the design.
For those that haven't heard of feng shui before, could you briefly explain what it's about?
The general sort of description is the positive manipulation of qi, and qi is energy, which is through wind and water. I'm in my very early days of learning more deeply about this.
Do you remember how you came across the field initially, and what tickled your interest?
Well, it probably would have been at the time of when I was studying. So I am fascinated in perhaps more like esoteric kind of practices as well. And the idea of energy has always fascinated me. Feng shui being sort of a manipulation of energy. So it was very interesting to me. And I'm in interior design. So it kind of, it was just a sort of natural sort of progression into that.
And also, I heard you're currently building your new home. And during the designing phase, you decided to change the floor plan to reflect some of the elements of feng shui. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. We did. I had to change. In fact, I had to change the entire first floor of the house in order to align with positive feng shui. So basically we had to, you have a sitting direction of the home and a facing direction of the home. And these all play a role in then the compass and the direction of the compass that's used. And then that compass basically is like an overlay over your floor plan. And within this compass, you have activation zones and deactivation zones. So anything that's in an activation zone is that's where you want to sort of put those, that movement of the energy of the qi. And then anything that's in a deactivation zone, you want to try to avoid that. You have to think about where the placement of the bathroom is in order to, and you know, in terms of windows, which windows can be open to allow airflow, which windows have to be fixed. So it was a wonderful challenge.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. When you tell someone, make yourself at home, you're saying.
When you tell someone, make yourself at home, you're inviting them to feel relaxed and comfortable, just like they would in their own place.
What is a fixer-upper?
A fixer-upper is a house that needs work. Things like repairs, painting, or renovations to make it look and feel better.
Now let's say some of the phrases out loud after Alan and Claire. The more we practice speaking, the more confident we get.
The floor plan really works.
The place has good bones.
It's definitely got character.
It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
For more speaking practice, hit play on our bonus episode. And if you want more tips and fun stuff, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for SBS Learn English. No need for a key, we're always open. I'm Kate, and thanks for hanging out and learning English with me today.